At 7:05, we have mostly cloudy skies here in Atlantic, and the temperature is at 66 degrees currently here at the KJN studios. And we have picked up 0.3 inch of rainfall here during the overnight period, and most of that rain now has moved out of the area and moved out of western Iowa as it heads off to the eastern side of the state. We do anticipate the chance of some more showers and thunderstorms to redevelop later on here this afternoon, and could still see some activity yet here this morning as well, but it'll be a little bit scattered here today, and we're looking for a high of 78 degrees and then a low of 63 coming up here tonight. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in state and local news on KJN. News is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Three new Test Iowa sites are opening next week for Iowans seeking a COVID-19 screening. On Monday, a drive-through site will open in Spirit Lake at the Dickinson County Fairgrounds, and another will open in Dubuque at the Epic Health and Wellness Clinic. On Tuesday, a Test Iowa location will open at Cass County Health Systems here in Atlantic. Governor Kim Reynolds says that the state website that's offering data about the pandemic has some new information as well.
This new section on the site will provide more details, including the total number of recoveries and deaths broken down by county and demographics, including age, gender, ethnicity, and race. It will also provide data on recoveries and deaths by pre-existing conditions.
The website now shows nearly 70% of the Iowans who've died of COVID-19 had some sort of chronic health condition.
While every death is tragic and heartbreaking for the families who have lost a loved one, understanding these details about COVID-19 can help clearly identify populations at risk and target our efforts appropriately.
On May 6th, the state recorded the highest number of hospitalizations for COVID-19 as 417 Iowans were being treated in a hospital for the virus at that time. That's declined by 58% as of midday yesterday. And with those new test Iowa site locations being operated, those clinic sites will operate and staff the test sites with the state providing testing supplies and then processing the samples through the state hygienic lab. Individuals who wish to get tested at any site must first complete the online assessment at testiowa.com, and they will then be redirected to schedule an appointment for a test. Test Iowa is a statewide initiative to expand COVID-19 testing, and locations and hours of operation for all these sites can be found at testiowa.com or coronavirus.iowa.gov. KJN News Time is 7:08.
Are you unhappy with your current CD rates? At Stiefel, we have access to thousands of banks across the United States to help you find the best rate possible. We offer a full range of fixed income investment opportunities and have an experienced team of familiar faces that has served the needs of investors in Atlantic for more than 30 years. Give me, Jeff Morenz, a call at 712-243-5500 and see what Stiefel can do for you. Stiefel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC and New York Stock Exchange.
In other news from the governor yesterday, Kim Reynolds signed the bill into law that gives businesses and healthcare providers new liability protections from COVID-related lawsuits. Senator Zach Whiting, a Republican from Spirit Lake, says it sends an important message.
That if you did your best and took substantial steps to comply with ever-changing government guidelines, then you don't have to worry about the threat of litigation clouding up your skies.
Republicans in the legislature supported the bill. Democrats opposed it. Senator Nate Bolton, a Democrat from Des Moines, says it will benefit businesses that fail to adequately protect their workers.
The Iowans who get infected, we're going to lessen your rights.
Republicans named the legislation the COVID-19 Response and Back to Business Limited Liability Act. People filing civil lawsuits will have to prove a business, church, or other organization was malicious or showed reckless disregard to the risk of COVID-19. It means most businesses, including nursing homes, cannot be sued for damages in civil court for COVID-19 deaths. The new law is written to retroactively take effect January 1st of this year. It also provides liability protection to businesses and individuals who made personal protective equipment like masks and face shields during the pandemic. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says she has plenty of time to draft and sign an executive order enabling felons to vote in Iowa before the November election. Despite the pressure of advocacy groups and protesters who stood outside her office door Thursday shouting, "Let them vote," she declined to say when she'd sign the order. Reynolds has tried unsuccessfully to get the legislature to pass a constitutional amendment that would restore voting rights after felons complete their sentences. Iowa is the only state to automatically revoke voting rights for felons and to require them to individually petition the governor to get their rights back. And at a press conference yesterday, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds announced the formation of the governor's Economic Recovery Advisory Board.
Today, by executive order, I am establishing the Governor's Economic Recovery Advisory Board. And this will help us chart a course for Iowa's economic comeback and really capitalize on the opportunities created by the new normal that we've all been talking about for the last few months. This board will be our economic tip of the spear, looking across the spectrum of Iowa businesses and industries and nonprofit organizations to assess the economic impact of COVID-19 and those whose livelihoods have been hit hard by this pandemic, to analyze and recommend recovery and growth efforts, and to identify the opportunities these changes have opened for us to build the next generation of Iowa's economic and work, Iowa's economy and workforce.
Governor Reynolds announced that Ben McLean, the CEO of Ruan Transportation, will head up the board. McLean made a statement at the press conference on what he hopes the board will work to accomplish.
And I'm honored to be named the chair. I pledge to you, Governor, and to all Iowans, that the advisory board will work diligently to generate innovative strategies, policy solutions, and other ideas to grow Iowa's economy and create jobs and opportunities for Iowans. In making this pledge, I do want to recognize and acknowledge that there are immense challenges that many Iowans are facing today. And as the governor just stated, Iowans have always been resilient.
Governor Reynolds said the board will be joined by state agency directors and other private sector and nonprofit professionals to make up a number of working groups that will focus on different aspects of the Iowa economy. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest of 59-year-old Tony Joe Christensen of Red Oak for public intoxication on Thursday night. Christensen was arrested at about 9:16 p.m. in the 1400 block of Broadway in Red Oak. He was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond. And the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce announced that they're postponing the drive-in movie that was scheduled for this Saturday due to the potential for some inclement weather. They'll move that date to August 15th. Tickets that have already been purchased for the event will be honored at the August 15th showing. You can contact the chamber if you'd like more information. That's a look at some of the latest in news. We'll take a look at funeral announcements next, Newstime 713.
Are you going to a different professional for each one of your financial needs? At Stifel, we take a holistic approach to wealth management, including working with your legal and tax professionals. We believe wealth management is based on long-term relationships while striving to sustain and grow your wealth. At Stifel, we deliver the comprehensive wealth management services you deserve. To learn more about the wealth management services offered through Stifel, call me, Jeff Morenz, today at 712-243-5500. Stifel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated. Member, New York Stock Exchange, and SIPC.
And taking a look at your funeral announcements, Alice B. Leyland, age 96, of Atlantic, died November 14th at Atlantic Specialty Care. Graveside memorial services for Alice B. Leyland will be held today at 10 a.m. at the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Dale Killian, age 97, of Orient, died June 11th at the Greater Regional Health Center in Creston. A public graveside service for Dale Killian will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home Greenfield has arrangements. Terry Marie Bird Brent, age 56, of Stewart, died on Tuesday at her home. A memorial service for Terry Marie Bird Brent will be held on Friday, June 26th at 3 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home and Crematory in Stewart. Craig Robert Olson, age 41, of Griswold, died on Sunday at his home in Griswold. A memorial visitation for Craig Robert Olson will be held on Saturday from 10 a.m. until noon at the Reek and Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. A private family interment will be held at the Griswold Cemetery at a later date. Daryl Leib, age 84, of Audubon, formerly of Kimbleton, died Wednesday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Graveside services for Daryl Leib will be held on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the Bethany Lutheran Cemetery in Kimbleton. OD Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Larry Van Horn, age 77, of Guthrie Center, died Thursday at home. Graveside services for Larry Van Horn will be held on Saturday at 2 p.m. in the Union Cemetery at Guthrie Center. Tweak Funeral Home Guthrie Center has arrangements. Jimmy Darlene Toe Driver, age 68, of Neola, died on Tuesday at his home in Neola. A public visitation for Jimmy Darlene Driver will be held on Sunday from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Minden United Church of Christ. Funeral services will be held on Monday, the June 22nd at 10 a.m. at the Minden United Church of Christ. And Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. Ernest Henry Thompson, age 88, of rural Cumberland, died May 3rd at his home near Cumberland. Funeral services for Ernest Thompson will be held on Thursday, 10:30 a.m. at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Roland Funeral Service Atlantic has arrangements. That's your news and funeral announcements here on KJN, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call, 712-243-5500. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.